And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. Now what?
Hello, Ibrahim. Usually you don't get too much into the physical. It's more a mental thing. But I had a few questions just for your comments on perhaps posture, breathing, to help raise your vibration, you know, when it's high or when it's low. What do you, I've been reading books on posture, breathing, clearing your chakras, that sort of thing. What's your advice?
Well, of all of the things that we see you do in terms of action that enhance your vibrational stance the most, breathing is really one of them. Because in the breathing process, there is a distraction. In other words, when you breathe deliberately, when you focus upon your breathing, for example, anything that you use as your reason to focus that is free of resistance is to your advantage. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons that people commonly feel advantage from running, in fact, they talk about catching their second wind or sort of reaching a place where they get into a sort of zone, is because the actual physical experience of running causes the cells of their bodies to begin asking for what they are wanting. And when the cells are asking and source is answering and there is no resistance, that really is the optimum physical experience. But you see, you can achieve the optimum physical experience anytime you're not blocking the conversation between the cells of your body and the source energy. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't need to know about any of this, and you would not need to breathe or run or stand in a certain way or clear a chakra deliberately if you were not thinking thoughts that are contradictory, that are setting up a sort of pattern of resistance that make it more difficult for the signal between the cells and the source to move about freely. So that really is what is at the heart of it.
Excellent, excellent. I just had one other question. That was, I feel like that everything is a wave. You say everything's a vibration. Well, like a sine wave, and so there's peaks and troughs. Are there peaks and troughs in the non-physical as well? Do you guys experience like the center of the vortex and then the edge of the vortex and so forth?
We do move. And in that analogy that we were offering earlier about the sound wave that can 70 minutes could occupy Esther's computer screen, or 1 minute or 1 second could occupy, depending upon how refined she is making the setting. Non-physical experiences contrast also, because there is contrast in everything. Okay. There is wanted and what is and lack of what is wanted in every bit of everything. But it would be indiscernible from your physical perspective. In other words, that's what we mean when we say there's quite a range between despair and love. And there is less of a range between despair and anger.
Right.
There is less of a range between frustration and love. And so as you're reaching for the best feeling thought that you can find anywhere along that emotional scale, when you reach that place that you would call love, we want you to realize that there are endless, endless, endless